Hello, everybody. Welcome. Before we get started, let's just make sure the technology is working. So, if you can actually hear the sound of this voice, please click the raise hand button now. If you can, yeah, great. Okay, great. You can lower your hands again. Thanks. And hi, my name's Yvonne Spence, and I'm a Sedona Method instructor and coach. And Hale has asked me to lead the session today. Going forward, instructors, coaches, and facilitators will be helping lead these monthly free support calls. Hale will continue to lead them from time to time. And I'm very happy to be here with you for the next 50 minutes or so. So, if anyone has anything that they would like to share, that they would like again to share, or they have something they'd like support with, or to ask a question, please feel free to raise your hands. And we've got one now. We've got Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi,
Hi, how
can
are
you hear
you?
me? Yeah,
Yeah, I
good.
can
Can
hear
you hear
you
me?
good. Yeah, how are
I've
you?
a I've again
Oh,
a
wonderful.
support and a question. I have everything, all three of them.
Okay, brilliant. Go ahead.
So I, you know, my life in my life because I wasn't healthy, I was a sick child and stuff, and I'm now 66, the best ever, and I
Wonderful.
do Sedona for I think 3 years, and I always use it, and I mix it together with other stuff. And every job that I got was never because I asked for a resume or anything. I never used a resume. It was completely like that. I had supporters to help me with resumes and whatever. It was that all the stuff came to me, which probably is the natural thing.
Yeah.
And the people asked me and gave me a job, but at this at my whole life, I'm not upset about it because I'm very happy. I just had enough to survive. So I trusted the survival, I trusted life, you know, what is. And now I don't need it. I don't need money. I have enough to survive, but it's hard, you know, it's hard. It's not hard. It just is right now with the living situation. I was 14 months homeless, and Dale helped, helped me with it. And then, and now it's like the job hits me. The job, a job hits me, and I was never fired off a job. I never refused a job, because I say what is, and you experience that. But my reality shows me, hey, you gotta get a job, and you know, and as I told you, I'm 66 years old, and it just my reality reflects what is me, you know, what is in me. Because once your reality reflects it, you got to do something about it.
Okay.
So I want to know, and I found in the with the whole thing with jobs and everything else, I have no confidence. I feels like I have not enough confidence to choose what, you know, if I get something offered, because to say no or yes. And I do the thing, having it and not having it, but you know, the regular one, the regular thing, you know, the plus and the minuses. But I want it to be the highest possible thing. So if you say, do you want to be a milkman, and everything cringes in me, I release the cringe, but I still don't know, is that the right job?
So
For
if
my ultimate growth, for my ultimate growth, I don't need to have the ultimate growth, but I want to be as aware as I can.
So what is it that you would like to feel freer around relating to this then? Is it that you feel
That
that
people don't tell me, you know, this the shooting. I don't tell people shooting ever. And it's the shoot that comes to me. You should look for a job. Why don't you get a job? This. Not believing. Oh, that's good. Not believing me that I do the right thing as I am.
So
I
people
don't
are
have a
telling
car for
you,
20 years. Yeah. I don't
people are
have a car.
telling,
Yeah.
so people are telling you you should get a job.
Yeah. And it's so much in my reality that it bothers me.
And what are
And I'll
you,
release that, keep releasing that.
and what are you telling yourself that you should do?
What I should do, what I am doing. Because I can only do what I can do. I'm one of 8 billion people, so I can
Mm-hmm.
only do what I can do or what I feels right for me.
You're right. But it still bothers you when you hear someone else say
No,
you
I
should.
just say what the Sedona said when your reality reflects or
Okay.
hints you, then that might be there is a blockage in
Oh,
me.
okay. So this is
Yeah.
not what you feel like you need support with
What
then.
I need to do is exactly what I'm 66 years. I lived my life. I had to live my life that way. And every time I tried to please others or it never worked.
No, that would make sense. Yeah.
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 So you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm not quite sure. You said that you had a game to share and that you were also wanting support. So is this what you also want support with, or is this?
This is what I support, just even the talking with you helps.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah. No, absolutely. The talking.
I think the choice, how do you deny, so when you know something is not right for you, how do you deny that or how do you handle that?
Okay, so there's a question in there. You're wondering how to know if something is not right for you by the signs of things.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
So to be told and to
yeah.
know, to be aware.
So you can do advantages and disadvantages. That's one way of dealing with it. But I think that there's also other ways.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you just notice in this moment what you're feeling when you think about this, when you think about getting a job and what kind of job you
Yeah.
want? What are the feelings that are there just now?
The job, I wonder what you're, it's not the right time or it's not the right,
Okay, so
and everything is in the now. Yeah.
there's resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Resistance a
can
bit. Yeah.
yeah. So can you welcome that feeling of resistance?
Yes, wonderfully. I have totally accepted and
Yeah,
embraced the resistance. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then would you like to hold on to that resistance, or would it be okay to let it flow?
It would be so okay to let it go.
Yeah, okay. So,
Now, right now, right now.
yeah.
Am I willing? Yes, right now.
Good, 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 good. One more question. Are you actually resisting, or is it just there is a resistance appearing?
That I can tell if it's just a resistance.
Yeah.
I'm not above that. You know, when I'm above it, then I can do the right choice, but I'm not above it. So I ask, what's above a job?
Okay.
You know,
So,
that's the fifth.
So what's here right now?
A lot of love.
Okay, cool.
You have a good energy.
Yeah. That's good that you feel just love. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Does that feel like that's releasing now?
But I have to come here and talk to you to feel the love.
Oh, well, love's everywhere.
I know.
It's certainly not just in me.
Yeah. And I
In
see
fact,
also when people bug me, I see the love. I see the warmth.
yeah. Oh, absolutely. And if you don't go into memory, and if you don't, well, actually, let's put it like this. If you don't think about problems, if you allow thinking to fall away, what's here?
Say that again.
It, when thinking falls away, what's here?
A feeling of not doing the right thing.
A feeling of not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you
It's a
welcome
feeling
it?
of me being blinded by my ego or you know.
Oh, okay. So is there some self-judgment in there then? Thinking that
No,
you're.
I don't judge myself in that.
No?
But
Okay.
I think because we don't know the future, I want the safety of doing the right thing, even if the reality is horrible.
Okay, so that sounds like you would rather suffer than be free.
I would rather die. No,
What?
I have no fear of death because I would rather die than existing. I want to live. I don't want to exist. And I don't go to parties, I don't go out or anything. I want to exist.
So, but you said that there's a fear of not doing the right thing.
I think that's if you ask me the feeling. Sometimes I can't Sometimes I can't feel the feeling. Sometimes, not all the time, as you've probably experienced. I feel my feelings totally, but I can't gauge it. Sometimes I can gauge it. I don't trust my gaugement, perhaps,
Okay.
which
So
comes out
the
now with you.
yeah.
Do you see that? Do you see that? I see our thing in a, because I'm very neurodiverse, I see our interaction as love and growing.
Yes, of course it is. So
If it
you're
has a
feeling
result or not.
okay, so you're feeling nervous in this moment, and there was also a belief there that you can't trust yourself. I can't remember exactly how you put it, but
It's like, yeah, I trust myself because how can I not trust myself? Because I'm 66 years, I lived 66 years and I just came from 14 months of being on the streets. And I got that, and I thought, my th thought says, I cannot survive 2 months. And now I have a roof at least over my
Well,
head.
well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I say I'm trusting myself, but. And whatever this life is, and if I die, I die.
Okay. So that, but
No, but.
I'm trust. Well, you said I'm trusting myself, but could you
Oh, did I say
welcome?
but? Yeah.
Yeah, could you welcome
Interesting.
that but?
Yes.
And then
I
could
love
you?
the but. I
Yeah,
love the
that's
but.
what I was just going to say. Can you give some love to it?
Yes.
And then can you also give some love to Michael?
Yes.
Yes, and some more?
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit more.
Thank you.
Yeah.
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 And what's here in this moment?
I don't know how to react in the physical
What
to.
if you don't need to know how?
I don't need to. I know that too. I don't
Yeah.
need to know how to react, but I tell you what I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a feeling that you don't know how to react.
Or how to react to my higher purpose, to my higher self.
Okay. Again, what if you don't need to know? What if it's already living you?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did good. You did. Not me. You did. No, I did. We
Oh,
did. Yeah.
yeah. It's never one person. It's always just
Yeah.
what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we so often get caught in thinking we need to know how to be, how to live, how to trust our intuition and all of that kind of thing. And all the time, it's just happening anyway.
Exactly. And I think it's also that what comes now is I don't want to hurt the people that love me. You know, so when let's say I don't have a girlfriend, but if I had a girlfriend, I would say, you know, get a job.
Yeah. So,
And I know she says it's from her, it's not, it has nothing to do with me.
yes, but can you see that there's an expectation in there that people are going to tell you to get a job?
Yes.
So would you rather hold on to that expectation?
No way. No
Releasing
way.
on expectations can be really powerful. So could you just allow that expectation to just dissolve, fade away?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah. And could you just open to a wonderful future and a joyful now?
Yes.
How's
Very
that?
good. Very
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
Does
Yeah.
that
But
feel?
you see, it's like so. Yeah, the more you do this, the more you're aware of what doesn't work, because what works, you're not even, and I'm released of what works.
Yeah. Well, and are you doing any of it, or is it just what's happening?
Just what's happened.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's far less work to do than what we think there is.
Yeah.
That's
And
what.
you know, I have no when it comes to on the job, I have no want anymore, like
Wonderful.
except like this I want because it's in my life so much, so I want to resolve it from my point,
So
so I don't know what that's like.
could you
yeah
welcome that wanting?
yeah
And then would you rather keep holding on to that wanting, or would it be okay to set the wanting free?
surrender.
Yeah, and just open. Could you just open to what's here in
Yeah.
this moment?
Yes.
Wonderful. Does that feel like an okay place to stop? Because there are a few more hands up now.
I know, I know. I don't want to think. No, this was great. If not, I call
Okay,
it six.
brilliant.
If not, I call it six and say, "You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me." No, it's
Okay.
perfect. Perfect. Thanks
Lovely
so much.
talking with you, Michael. Great.
Love me talking to
Wonderful.
you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye. And the next person on the list is simply called iPhone. So, hi.
Hi, Yvonne. It's actually Sharon. I'm on a different phone. So
Oh, hi,
yeah, just
Sharon. How
thank
are
you for
you
the
doing?
call. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Good, yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, I'd like some help releasing, please, around you could say allergies, I suppose, and I've got skin problems. And it feels like I have to use like a prescribed soap. And I would just love to use any soap or any. And also, I feel like there's been an issue wearing my glasses because of skin problems a lot on my nose. And I'd just like to be free of it all, really. So, just ha suppose some release and support about how I feel about it all.
Okay,
Thanks, Yvonne.
so what are you feeling right now in this moment?
I'm aware of a heavy sensation in my throat. Yeah, it feels like, as I say, I'd just like to be free of all this.
Could you give your throat some love right now for having that heavy sensation in it? Just as best you can and just in this moment.
Yes, I can. Yeah,
Okay,
thanks.
yeah. And then that heavy sensation, could you allow it to be here?
Oh. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
And is there any wanting rid of it, wanting it gone?
Actually, in this moment, it feels like it's okay to be there. So,
Oh,
yeah.
wonderful. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly, like, I feel that, more so I want the skin complaint to be gone, I
Yeah,
suppose.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So can you welcome wanting the skin complaint to be gone?
Yeah, and it just feels like such a far reach that,
Yeah. So that it feels like it's not possible.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
feels
so
like it's
can
been
you,
with me for so long. Yeah.
yeah, so can you welcome that belief or that sense, that fear that it's not going to happen? And I'm sure everybody else can relate to that. We all have things that we think are never going to change and that we're stuck with them. So everyone
Yeah.
else can release along with us, just welcoming that sense of something being stuck, of not being able to release it, of being, it's too big a thing, can't possibly
Yeah.
go. So could you just welcome all of that?
Yeah, kind of a lot of shaking and it's probably fears coming up as well.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and usually there are fears along with that. So can you again just welcome those fears?
Yeah, I can.
And just like how when I was talking with Michael, we were noticing expectations. Can you notice the expectation that's built into this fear?
Yeah, it's like a what's going on right now is like there's a real like panic and fear and like say a lot of shaking going on within me, and it's like a real panic that this is never gonna resolve. I'm never gonna be
Yes,
able to get past it.
so can you welcome or just even notice the belief that this is never going to change, the images that might come with that, the sensations in the body, the whole sense of this being stuck?
Oh.
Just notice is enough. If welcoming feels too much, you never have to take welcome. You can just notice or allow.
Yeah, it feels like quite intense. It feels like also like grief came up a little bit.
And is that allowed too?
Yeah, it's like now it feels like real like fear, real a bit of a terror coming up.
Okay, so could you allow that terror to be here?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
And can you again notice the images that come with the terror, the expectation that's built into it? What you're expecting to happen.
Like what's really coming up is like I wanted to survive. It's like there's a fear of a fear of death in this, I suppose.
So could you welcome or allow or just notice that fear of death? And again, this is a very familiar feeling for everyone, I'm sure.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah. So just release along with Sharon, everyone. So could you notice too if this feels really personal, like it's you or it means something about you? It's your fear or it means something about you?
Yeah, it doesn't. It feels like what's coming up is like I've failed because I've not been able to get past this and heal this or release this skin
Okay.
condition.
Yeah. So it feels really personal, like you're creating
Yeah, like it's my job to sort
it. Yeah.
it.
And I think you're also seeing that that's not true because you're laughing. Yes. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, there's someone in, I suppose, control to. Wow, yeah,
And
it
how's that been
feels.
working?
It's not, is it?
So,
It's like I've got to sort it. So that's the control. It's because I'm not trusting life to solve it for me.
So would
Oh.
you rather hold on to this, or would it be okay to set it free?
I'd like to let it go, but it's like, can I really trust life?
Okay, so can you just allow that sense of that? Is it a distrust of life, a doubt? Could you allow the doubt?
Yeah, it's like life's against me, or it would have sorted it for me.
Okay. So again, does that feel really personal if it's about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think maybe you're seeing that it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like there's a little bit of shaking going on now, but it feels like less of fear, more of, a loosening up of, yeah,
Yeah.
like it's like the energy there is like unraveling, I suppose, a bit. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. I feel like a good place to
Yeah,
start.
it
Yeah,
does. It
brilliant.
feels
Because
like it'll
there's
continue. Yeah. Thank you,
wonderful,
Yvonne.
because there's quite a few more hands up now, so
Okay.
that's
Thank you
great.
so
Great. Thank you.
much.
Thanks
Thank
very
you.
much. Wonderful to
Bye.
speak with you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Magnolia, what would you like to feel free around?
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Or do you have something to share again?
Yes. Thanks.
Wonderful.
So I would like to work with my relationship with money.
With money.
Yes. So I how do you say? I kind of opened my business 5 years ago, and I moved to another country now, and I had to restart over, and I had less clients, and it was the flow of having clients or like on my business was less than it was before. So I think it's something might be any barriers or I'm in another position. I'm married now as well, and so it might be a confusion there on and in my energy with money or what I'm holding, and I don't know if it's
So there's
fears
something
or
about your energy with money that's a confusion. Is that what you said?
yes,
That
I feel
sounds
like
to me like a self-judgment in disguise.
it could be
Yeah.
it could be I mean from the rationality I'm trying different strategies and I keep going like from time to time and I've also been very working in my inner self, my inner child, trying to see where it's coming from now.
So this belief that you're there's something to do with your energies, there's something to do with you that's meaning that you're not getting the income that you should be. Is that what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. What if or I would say,
what if that's not true? What if you're doing absolutely everything fine?
so I compare the results that I got before. So that's
Mm-hmm,
why. And
So you've just moved to a new country. You're starting all over again. And
yes,
yet you're,
a year ago. So
yeah.
I like a year and a
Even
half
so,
ago.
yeah. And yet you're telling yourself you should be where you were in your own country when you'd been doing it for how long?
No, I was not in my own country. It was in also another. I was
Oh,
born in the
okay.
other
Yeah.
country as
Okay.
well.
Yeah.
But still, I felt like my energy with money was in another more easy way.
Okay.
That is how now,
Okay,
something like
so
that.
this energy, can you notice what it feels like right now?
Sorry.
Can you notice the energy that you're talking about? Can you feel it right now?
Yes, I feel like it's more obstacles.
Obstacles.
Yes.
Right, okay, so there's a sense that there are obstacles.
Yes.
Okay, so can you allow that or just notice that?
Think it's more frustration.
Okay, so can you allow that sense of frustration to be here?
Yes, and expectations
What's
to
the
going faster, to get this thing faster because I already did it before, something like that.
So is there a sense of needing to fix things, to take control of things, to change things? Maybe even resistance to how it is just now?
I feel it's more as
More
it's like a it's more like a like an expect like a higher expectation, a
Okay, so
fulfilling, like like this went before good, so this must be really, really good because I'm in a better position from one aspect. So, but it's not,
when you say high expectations, do you mean you've got high expectations of yourself? Yes. And do you feel that you're not succeeding at achieving those expectations? Is that what you're also saying? Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought you were meaning earlier on, but I wasn't really sure. So can you see that that is a self-judgment?
Yes, I can see, but it's this guy with self-kindness, is a compassion, is oh, it's okay, but if I as a core, I if I'm very, go to the core, might be the
But I'm
self that.
talking specifically about the high expectations that you feel that you should be doing better than you are. So can you just allow yourself to notice that you have these high expectations, you think you should be doing better than you're doing? And can you notice how that feels? What that feels like in your body, the images that come with it, the sort of sense of sensations of it?
I feel in 3 points of my body, one in my two hands, another in my kind of in my gut, and another in my throat,
So is
like
that
a
a
fight.
it, yeah. So it feels like a fight.
Yes.
Yes. So can you allow that fight to be here?
Yes. I'm
Yeah.
feeling it now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then would you rather hold on to that fight or would it be okay to let it pass through?
I want to let it go.
And what's here now? Is there more of that fight? Or has it passed?
Is I feel like a relief because it's I feel like I was when you are in a boxing and you're in a disposition to start like defending, now I'm not in that defending anymore. Also, my
Okay,
hands are like
wonderful.
down. When I breathe, it's like okay, but I feel a tension still. It's a tension, a
You feel
resistance.
a resistance. Okay, so can you allow the resistance to be here? And would you rather hold on to that resistance? Or would it
I
be?
want to let it go.
Yeah. And again, what's here now? What do you notice now?
Like It's a conformity, like, okay, I my hands are out of the equation now. My hands are free. I
Okay.
don't feel anything. Now it's in my tummy. It's something.
So can you allow or welcome whatever you're noticing in your tummy? And can you give you some your tummy some love because it's holding that feeling for you?
Yeah, it's sadness. It's some sadness.
Okay. So could you just
When my with also my now my throat, like the sadness, it's a bit
yeah.
sadness.
So can you allow that sadness to be here?
Yes.
And then also, would it be okay just to let the sadness go?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's here when the sadness falls away?
It's calm. It's calm, my throat.
And with that calm, when you think now about your business and how well you're doing or whatever, what do you notice? Is there any problem or is it just
I think my tummy, what I felt is fear.
this fear?
It's
Okay.
fear.
Okay. So is that fear about the future? What you're expecting?
It's about rejection,
A
I think.
rejection. Okay.
It's about, it's a fear of rejection or
Okay, so can you allow that fear of rejection to be here? And could you even give yourself a little bit of love or compassion for feeling that way? And then would you rather hold on to that, or would it be okay to set that free?
Set it free.
What's here now?
I feel my heart open, to be honest. Now I'm more hard with this one.
Okay, good. Does that feel okay for now?
Yes.
Okay,
Thank
wonderful.
you so much.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Great, great. Thank you very much. Before we call on the next person, I'll just do a short announcement. So I just want to let you know that Hale will be leading a new 12-session live releasing series called Radiant Aliveness, Health and Wellbeing. And you can learn more about the event and enroll at sedona.com/radiant. And we hope to see you there. Sounds like a really exciting, interesting course, I think. Radiant aliveness, health, and well-being. Think everybody would enjoy that. So, L or EL, I don't know if that's your initials. Would you
Hi.
like, hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Yvonne. This is Eva. I didn't realize that my screen name showed up as just EL.
Yeah, hi, Eva.
Hi. I share and gains and get a little help.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I discovered Sedona Method over a year ago, and I started working with it and reading the book more intensely in January. And then, as I find that it helps as I'm going through it, my work with it becomes more intense and more, a daily part of my life. And I've had a lot of gains, one of which was just this weekend. So, really, really appreciate Sedona Method and all the teachers, and of course, Hale. So, in terms of getting some guidance, I'm having some lower back pain and hip joint pain recently. I've had it for a good part of my life. I know that there's nothing structurally wrong with my body. It started many, many years ago when I started working at a very intense, stressful job, long hours. and I'm just a type A stressed out person all the time. So I know a lot of it, well, most of it was self-imposed. And about a year ago, around the same time that I started working with Sedona, I also discovered a Western doctor's book and his treatment program around pain. And basically, he teaches us to befriend the pain, thank the pain for being here, because pain is a signal, it's a message that's telling us that something's wrong. So it's really here to help us. And so I did that work for a few months, and the pain really subsided. It probably went from a 7 or 8 down to a 3. And then I would say about a month ago, the pain started increasing in intensity again. And I just go back to, being very conscious and aware of it and befriending it. And instead of pushing it away, instead of resisting it, I welcome it. And I'm also incorporating the Sedona method work of, asking myself if I can welcome the pain, if I can welcome my frustration with pain. But it's been a few weeks, and I guess I'm starting to, be overtaken by the frustration that I'm not, there has been some improvement, but the pain is still more intense than it was a few months ago. So I would like to get some guidance on that, please.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that we can do. And the first one, I'm going to say, you mentioned that it was self-imposed. So when I hear people say things like that, I know there's, well, it seems likely that there's also some self-judgment in there. Is that the case? Is there some, you said frustration, is the frustration with the self?
It's probably a double-edged sword. The cover story that I'm frustrated with the pain, but I'm sure there is frustration with myself and how could I do this to myself and subject myself to so much pain and stress. Yes.
So can you see that that's a kind of sort of way of judging and punishing yourself?
Yes, I can.
Is it possible you've been punished enough?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Could you welcome?
That is, I'm feeling like an opening there, because that is something I have not brought any awareness to, is the judgment and frustration with myself.
So whenever we're judging ourselves, there's a kind of subtle punishment going on there. Whenever we feel guilty about something, there is as well. This is the part of the Sedona method that made an enormous difference to my life, recognizing that we don't have to hold on to feelings of guilt, of self-judgment, all that kind of thing. So if you want, we can just do a quick release on that. And then there is something else that I think would be helpful as well. So just again,
Sounds great.
could you just notice any judgment there is of yourself, any frustration that you mentioned with yourself, feeling like you, I can't remember exactly how you put it, but self-imposed that you should be, how could you do this to yourself was one of the things you said. So could you just allow all of that, what that feels like?
Yes, I'm feeling it. I'm
Yeah.
experiencing it.
And would you rather hold on to that, or would it be okay to set that free?
I would love to set it free.
Yeah. Well, you don't really need to try. Just recognizing that you'd love to set it free, it will begin to release by itself. So again, just notice if there's any more desire to judge yourself, to try and force yourself to be letting the pain go, or whatever might be coming up there about it. Are you trying to fix?
Yep. Definitely noticing the desire to fix.
And how's that helping? Is it helping or is it not helping at all?
Not helping.
No. Because it actually exacerbates the stress in our brain, a bit called the amygdala, when we judge ourselves. It sort of gets that piece all activated and that makes it harder to make changes. So, would you be willing to just let go of that desire to fix
Yes,
yourself? Yeah.
yeah,
And could you
absolutely.
open to treating yourself with loving kindness instead?
Yes, that is a lot easier for me to do now than a few years ago.
Good, wonderful, beautiful. So just could you just open to that some more? Just allowing loving kindness to flow through that body, through that mind, through that whole being. How's that?
Good. I'm already feeling just more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Relaxing.
Okay. And let's do this in another way as well, because this can really help enormously if we actually work with the physical sensations themselves. So what I'm going to do is going to invite you to notice the sensation and then to notice parts of the body where that sensations aren't. And I'm calling them sensations rather than pain, because the pain has a lot of kind of connotations about it. Okay, so can you notice the sensation and everyone else? In fact, I'll just do this maybe as a group release for everyone, and then I'll check back with you in a moment. So if you have some part of your body that's in discomfort, could you just allow yourself to notice the sensations that are there? And then could you also notice a part of your body that's sensation free? And then could you notice the sensations? And then could you notice again a part of your body that's sensation free? Or that's feeling really comfortable and relaxed? And could you notice the sensations? And then could you notice the spaciousness in which the sensations appear, the openness? And then could you notice the sensations? And then could you notice parts of the body that are sensation free? Then could you notice the sensations? And then could you notice the spaciousness in which the sensations appear that may even penetrate the sensations? So could you notice the sensations? And then could you notice the parts of the body that are sensation free? And could you notice the sensations? Could you again notice the parts of the body that are sensation free? Could you notice the sensations? And then could you open to the spaciousness that surrounds the sensations? And could you just allow the sensations to dissolve into that spaciousness as best you can, and just in this moment? How's that, Eva?
That was amazing. The spaciousness around the sensation is very, very helpful. And even just in this, what was it, a minute, the sensation just isn't as intense than it was a minute ago. Wow.
That's a release that Hale's done for a long time, and you can probably find a version of it online, although obviously this call is being recorded, so there will be a version of it here as well. But it is just a really powerful way to focus on any kind of sensations in the body, and then just, you do, so you're
That
not fighting them, you're just allowing them and allowing the spaciousness.
That was really powerful. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you very much. And we've got a few more people. We've only got a few more minutes because I do have to stop this call earlier than normal, because that learning strategies have another call on the top of the hour. So I will just try and get through as many people as possible. But Evolution, you are next. Hello. Hello. I don't know what your name is. You're just listed as Evolution.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hello. I'm sorry, Evolution is the name of my laptop.
Ah, okay.
Know that it came as my name. My name is Elitsa.
Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah, without the bet, but
Ah, okay, Elizabeth.
it's okay. So I'm calling from Bulgaria.
Oh, hi from Bulgaria. Hi, Bulgaria.
Yeah, I would like to ask. So this is the situation now that I have less attraction to my boyfriend. Somehow, when he does things, and then I am somehow frustrated or upset, but then later I try to release. I do releasing from quite some time now, a couple of years, maybe seven. So it's a big part of my life. So when things happen, and then after me being frustrated, I then kind of try to open up and welcome whatever is happening with me, and then whatever the frustrating thing that he was doing was. And I'm not sure that maybe I'm not doing it actually.
Have you tried doing the cleanup procedure on him? With
Cleanup procedure, which was one of them?
it's when you it's in the book. Have you got the book?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's in the book. I can't remember exactly where, about halfway through, there's a thing called the cleanup procedure. So you could try that. That would certainly be helpful. We don't really have time to do it just now.
Yeah,
But
maybe.
you just basically notice any wanting to control, any feeling of them wanting to control you, then you go through disapprovals and things like that as well. So I would definitely recommend trying that.
Okay, good. The cleanup
It's
procedure,
it
okay.
used to actually be called the relationship release, I think, but it's certainly used a lot for relationships. So I would suggest definitely that one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And
If you
just
like, we can do a little bit just now on the frustration, or I can move on to the next person, whichever you feel.
you would like, if it's okay to move, I will do it by myself. I just wanted to ask,
Yeah,
is
if you've got the book, I would look up the cleanup procedure and I would do that. And there will
yeah.
be versions of it on YouTube too, I think, as well. If
I
you.
just wanted to ask, is it normal then if when I sense that I'm feeling a lot calmer and I'm accepting things that I don't like him anymore? I don't know. This is maybe my question.
Okay. I honestly don't know if that's normal or not, but I would imagine it is. If it's what's happening, then it would sound like it's normal. But can you just notice any feeling right now that you've got about that? Let's just do a release on that. What are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling guilty that I don't like him anymore.
Ah, okay. And how effective is that guilt at making you like him some more?
Say
Does it
again?
work? Or, well, does that guilt make you like him some more, or does it no?
No.
Yeah. So guilt is always an IOU for punishment, a sense of punishing ourselves. Yeah. So would you rather hold on to that guilt, or would it be okay to let that go?
I would rather let it go.
Yeah. And would you let go of punishing yourself in this way?
Yes.
And
Still some sensation in my chest is like holding on to it. I'm saying yes, and still
There's still an urge to go on punishing. That's very common. So could you just allow that urge to be here? And honestly, everyone else will be feeling the same thing too. It's such a common thing to do. So all of us can release along with you this feeling of that sense of wanting to punish. Can you just allow that? And really,
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And would you rather hold on to that, or would it be okay to let that go?
I would like to let it go.
So could you decide you've been punished enough for sometimes disliking your boyfriend?
I want to say yes, but the answer comes no.
No, okay. So could you welcome wanting to punish yourself some more?
Yes.
Yeah. And again, just notice how effective has that been at getting you to change how you feel.
Say again.
Does the punishment ever make you like him more?
No.
No. So, given that it's not working, would it be
This
okay to let?
question felt really good.
Yeah.
It doesn't help me to like him more.
No. So,
Now
would
it
it be?
feels releasing on the hands. There was
Good,
tension on
good,
my
good. Yeah,
hands,
yeah.
and I release.
Because that's why we hold on to punishing ourselves. We're trying to make something happen. But
Thank you.
it doesn't ever
Thank you.
work. Yeah.
I'll do this a few more times by myself so that it
Yeah,
can be for
absolutely.
others,
Yeah.
and I'll do the cleanup procedure. Thank you so much.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. And we are now, sorry, everyone, out of time. I do have to stop at this point. So it's been really lovely talking with you. And those of you that didn't manage to get that raised your hands and didn't manage to get to you, I'm very sorry about that. And hopefully, at least if you're in the States, I don't know if you are or not, you can join the call. There will be another call at 6 p.m. Pacific. So I hope you'll be able to raise your hands then. And other than that, just thank you very much for coming on the call, everyone. And there will be somebody along in a few hours to do another one. So thanks, everybody. And goodbye.